here's a story from The World.
When you've got a microphone, you've got power. We in radio get that. But say you're a rapper in China. It's not always easy to know how to rock the mic, how to use that power, what to say, when to say it. Artists in the Chinese hip-hop scene are grappling with this right now. From Shanghai, here's The World's Rebecca Kanther.
Chinese-American rapper Bohan Phoenix used to think that fighting racism meant treating everyone with respect. But earlier this year, as fears of the coronavirus led to attacks on Asian people in the U.S., he was verbally abused by a man on the New York subway. That experience led him to be more vocal about combating racism.
COVID really, in a twisted way, gave me a slight glimpse of what it might be like to be a Black person in America. The momentum of seeing everything happening around me, especially in New York, there was no way that with everything that was happening that I could have sat still and just kept thinking, oh, I just need to be nice to every person I see.
So in the past few months, he's become more active and outspoken, going to Black Lives Matter protests, learning more about the civil rights struggle, donating money to social justice causes, and using social media to encourage others to do the same. But he's been struggling to find a way to make music that reflects this experience.
It's a weird time to make music because I can't write anything that's not about what's happening right now. But for me to put that out as a song and promote, be like, that just feels weird too.
Can I actually share something?
Yo, go for it.
It's just a short verse.
Mm-hmm.
It goes like this. As I get older, I learn just how very little I know.
Recently, Bohan and Jamel Mims, an American rapper who spent years in China, did a broadcast on Instagram talking about Asian communities and Black Lives Matter. Here's Bohan trying out a rhyme he's working on.
Mama couldn't understand why I was fascinated with the music that came from the Black culture that even after I had graduated, I stuck with it.
Chinese hip-hop writer Rita Fan says Bohan is part of a small minority of Chinese hip-hop artists speaking up. Most big stars, like Chinese-Canadian rapper Chris Wu and Chengdu rappers Higher Brothers, have stayed silent. That's because, she says, mainstream hip-hop in China today isn't rooted in any fight for social justice.
Young people maybe just see, oh, this is trendy, this is fashionable, and this seems so cool. It makes money.
For the past two decades, hip-hop had an underground following in China. Then 3 years ago...
Previously on The Rap of China.
The first season of Rap of China popped up and just exploded everything.
The online TV show brings in millions of viewers and has launched huge careers for many new artists. Bohan says these artists and fans embrace the look and sound of hip-hop rooted in Black culture without learning the history.
They completely sanitized it. There wasn't a single episode talking about the origin of hip-hop.
That's similar to K-pop in Korea, says Hae-jin Lee, who is clinical assistant professor at the University of Southern California.
So even in Korea, there's not a whole lot of political connotation in the music or in the performance of hip-hop. It's more of a commercial tool to express one's swag, so-called swag, and coolness.
In the aftermath of George Floyd's death, some of the big K-pop and K-hip-hop stars posted in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. And some Chinese hip-hop artists did too. But there was one big difference. Korean fans could read along in real time what Korean stars were posting on Instagram and Twitter, because those platforms are popular in Korea. But Chinese fans couldn't read the post from the biggest Asian-American hip-hop label, 88 Rising, because those platforms are banned here. Overall, Lee says that the K-pop industry is more connected than Chinese hip-hop is to Black culture in the U.S.
First of all, K-pop industry itself is built on Black music, and also because K-pop's popularity in the States owes heavily to the African-American fans here.
With only 51 million people in Korea, K-pop has had to be more outward-facing. It's now a global industry. Lee says that helps explain why the K-pop band BTS and its management company, Big Hit Entertainment, donated $1 million to Black Lives Matter. One reason why big Chinese stars may shy away from speaking out is because discussing any politics in China is tricky. And with the Hong Kong protests becoming a flashpoint between the U.S. and China, staying quiet might be the safest bet to avoid problems with the authorities and fans who are keeping tabs. The most vocal support for BLM has come from hip-hop artists with a smaller, more underground following. Rita Fan says that the hardcore hip-hop fans knew which artists would speak up.
Because they speak up not only for Black Lives Matter movement, but also for other social issues in China, because they care about the society, they care about others. Yeah, hip hop, fight for hip hop. 我们可以做到更多，摩登 dance. We are hip hop, we are hip hop. 我们必须做到更多，因为我们 hip hop, we are hip hop.
This Beijing rapper Saber put out an unofficial music video on Weibo with a long statement. He says, as hip-hop artists, we should do more to speak up. That's our responsibility. He raps, we're all human, regardless of our race or nationality. If you empathize, then you must fight for freedom. If oppression exists, we must speak up. Saber and other hip-hop artists in China who have been vocal in their support of Black Lives Matter wouldn't agree to a recorded interview. Nasty Ray, another underground Beijing rapper, did send me a text. He recently put out a Black Lives Matter mixtape for his fans, which included this Tupac song. It's just me against the world. Here's what his text said. Since I was young, I've been influenced by black music. I'm a rapper and a DJ, so I should use my music to express my support for black people. I chose songs for the mixtape that would talk about the inequality black people face. Can you picture my prophecy? Stress in the city, the cops on top of me, the prodigy. Major Chinese hip-hop stars may never acknowledge the debt they owe black artists for the music that's made them famous. But for rappers like Saber, Nasty Ray, and Bohan, they're beginning to use their music as a platform to educate their fans about social justice and the history of hip-hop, something they're continuing to learn themselves. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai. 相信每个人的初衷都是热爱，每个走起来的兄弟早见怪不怪。